SF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Doing out there, DJ Ian here. Back
in black. Yeah, it may be appropriate to be back in black today because it's a tribute show today. And we're going to feature three performers that are recently passed away. There seems to be a lot of that going on recently. What's going on in the world? People dying. So welcome to the show. It's Transatlantic Express. We had a couple of weeks off. Last week it was moving my mum into a new place in Port Moody. Well, that took all day, and I'm still recovering. It's 84. So if you've not listened to the show before, we go out on the houseofprog.com. Noon on Friday, that's Pacific. 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. And then we go out on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM, here in Vancouver on Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. and Thursday morning, 7 a.m. So welcome to the show. We are featuring Mick Ralphs from Bad Company to start off. And then who else but Ozzy in some classic Sabbath. And then Golden Earring to wrap out the show today. It's one of those things you have to deal with in life. The loss of your heroes. Gary Moore was a big hero of mine. Phil Lynott. We're only here for a little while. You might as well make the most of it. That's why I have a song called I Can't Wait Anymore that I wrote years ago. So let's get on with it. We got lots of good music. We're going to go through Bad Company's 10 from 6 compilation. Then get into the Sabbath from We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. Then Golden Earrings Cut from 1982, featuring their hit single Twilight Zone. Welcome to the show again. Let's get on with it. Feel like making love, baby. Why not? Ah, yeah.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining,
You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
when he heard his first Beatles song. Love me do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday, yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know that you are?
Don't you know?
that's a track that was in memory of another band member that passed away. Of course, that was Shooting Star, Bad Company. And that was, of course, dedicated to Paul Kossoff, who also passed away, a previous guitar player with Free. And I think he passed away after the band broke up, like 76 or something like that. Anyway, this show, this part of the show is dedicated to the late Mick Ralphs, who passed away. I've been meaning to have a dedicated part of the show to Mick Ralphs. And my history with Bad Company is kind of interesting. I started off liking them back in probably 1974, when they were on their old Grey Whistle Test. And the Christmas show of 74, I think. And I just remember watching them. It was so old tech that I had a tape recorder that I got for Christmas. Old Grey Whistle Test used to have a best of on New Year's Eve. And I remember my parents had gone out to the Labour Club, and I put my newly bought tape recorder, I think it was a Philco, up to the TV speaker and recorded most of the show. And I think Feel Like Making Love was the one that came on that that show. I should dig it up. It might be on YouTube, that particular compilation show. But anyway, that's my history, and I've always been a big fan of Bad Company. I've always felt they were kind of underrated in many ways. My band that I was part of when I was still living in England did a version of Can't Get Enough. And so, Can't Get Enough, yeah, at Guzwood Conservative Club. We were rocking back in the day, a little bit too much. But anyway, that's Bad Company for you. Great band, and of course signed to Swan Song, the Zeppelin label, run by Peter Grant. What else can I tell you? Let's move on with a track by that very name. You are listening to DJ Ian, that's me, or on the house of prog.com. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver, this is Bad Company in a track called Moving On.